The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Well, you know, if it's Friday, it is our restaurant of the week day. We've been doing this for some time, and welcoming back to the IOB studios, we get to have Tag Grand George from Le Jardin in studio with us, talking about, well, his restaurant, a locally owned French bistro. Going to get into all that. Welcome, Tag. Good to see you again, man. How
yeah,
you been?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I've been great. Enjoying the summer.
Last time you were with us, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was much cooler. Yeah. So this is a whole different thing. Tell us, for those who don't know anything about Le Jardin, what is it and why?
We are a 40 seats bistro, French-inspired bistro, serving new American cuisine. I like to be creative with my ingredients. I like to take on a lot of international flavors, spices. I just really enjoy the whole process of collecting the products and trying to put out some really ingenious combinations.
And what is it about this culinary delight, this manufacturing of food with different tastes and textures? I enjoy it, but I don't think I could ever cook it. So it's almost like a chemist in a sense. You're creating.
Yeah. It's in between being an artist and a chemist, and but your artwork doesn't last very long.
If it's good.
It's just the whole myriad of combinations and flavors. Personally, as a chef, I've been working a lot with spices and just trying to broaden my range of different spices, particularly, Indian-inspired spices, Korean, Chinese. It's just a blast, and it's just a fun to just take that and then apply it to a traditional dish that you may deconstruct in a certain way, and then you kind of come up with a new plate.
Let's talk a little bit about what's appealing to people for the most part. You know, we have texture, we have taste, we have the look, the visual aspect. How important is the visual aspect to the diner?
For the modern diner that is so so hinged on image, it's very important. You see people taking pictures of all the time before they even eat it, and to me that doesn't make much sense. but
it is a work of art.
It's a culture, and people are so ingrained in that culture. I just think the actual, the nitty gritty of it is when you get your fork on the plate and start to put that in your mouth, and you can taste certain depth and certain layers of flavors that are developed, and that's what I really appreciate.
Which brings to mind another question. You know, for those of us who enjoy wine, there is a learning curve to wine. I mean, how it tastes and how to appreciate it and where it's from and what vintage it is and on and on and on and on. Is there a same issue with food? I mean, anybody can go to any restaurant and eat, but does it take sometimes a cultured palate to be able to discern some of these various flavors and spices?
Yeah, I think so. I think definitely. I think that just comes with time and knowledge, and a lot of people can maybe pull up an app for a recipe and put something together, but it might not necessarily come out the same way.
It certainly doesn't.
As how a seasoned chef would prepare it.
So there's what I did, ladies and gentlemen. You see what I did there? I just said, go to Le Jardin often so that you can get a cultured palate. You see, that's what we do here. All right, so let's talk about your menu, and how has it changed from season to season?
We are very particular about seasonality and what we reflect with the seasons on our menu. We are located in Beaverdale, 2815 Beaver. We serve dinner, bistro-style dinner, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings.
What does that mean, bistro-style?
It's just, you know, no tablecloths.
Kind of more
just
relaxed.
Pretty straightforward, relaxed. Come as you are. Enjoy the meal and leave really satisfied and not spending a ton of money.
There you go. All right. Le Jardin, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the menu, and it changes apparently by season, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Right now, we have some new menu items that we're working with. We also serve a really nice brunch on Saturday and Sundays. So as far as the dinner menu goes, we have a really nice selection of dinner-worthy omelets that are served with your choice of sides. We have a nice selection of salads, flatbreads. And right now, or actually since the first of the year, what I've been doing is I have this core menu, but then I do a special menu every week or about every other week that just has featured items, you know, like four or five different weekly featured items. And, you know, just for instance, some of the ingredients I'm working with now are sweet corn, zucchini.
Again, seasonal.
Yeah, tomatoes, radishes, cucumbers. We're just playing around with a lot of these ingredients. I'm getting a lot of them from small farms that are growing for chefs and for restaurants. And I get a lot of friends and neighbors that are just sharing their produce with me, extra stuff that they have. And I get to use it in the restaurant. It's great.
Ted Grandgeorge, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Le Jardin. So about inspiration, where do you get your inspiration from? I mean, if you're creating some new things, are you going out there and searching what other chefs are doing? Or are you sitting down going, I wonder what this would be like? How does that go?
It's a combination of both. I don't get to travel a lot, but whenever I do travel, I'm always on a culinary adventure. So I try to learn that way. I read quite a bit. You know, I just read, you know, current food magazines,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of, I don't really look around me too much to see what people are doing. I just kind of internalize and just say, okay, this is what I'm working with. Let's try this.
Interesting stuff. And of course, you've been around for a while too.
Yeah. I've been cooking in Des Moines for almost 20 years.
Yeah. And how long for Le Jardin?
We first opened in 2008, and we've been in our current location in Beaverdale for 4 years.
Nice. All right. You've got special events that you do from time to time as well. And one of the big things that's coming up, of course, is this Restaurant Week. Are you taking part this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always take part in Restaurant Week. Restaurant Week is a huge success for us as a business, and it's just a wildly popular event for people to really get out and embrace some cuisine, embrace a new restaurant that they would normally go to. People stop and they take the time to seek out a restaurant. They say, hey, this has been on my list for a year, for 2 years. It's Restaurant Week. We're going to go in there and get a nice multi-course meal for a set price. You know, we're going to go out. So I see a lot of new customers.
I bet you do.
And my goal is to just turn them into repeat customers.
And how do you go about, other than the food, how much does service and atmosphere play to having people come back?
I think quite a bit. I think we kind of pride ourselves on having a good service staff. Again, they keep it low-key. They keep it laid back. They keep it informal. You know, most of the times our servers are creating a dialogue with our customers, and that's a dialogue that can carry and continue on to their next visit.
Yeah. All right. You've got some other special things that you're doing as well, and I thought one of the things that you indicated to me before we went on air is this whole tomato thing. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. For quite some time now, every year we do an annual tomato dinner. This will be the 16th annual tomato dinner that I've done in Des Moines. And the whole idea is to just highlight this wonderful fruit of summer, the tomato, and all the different varieties that are out there. I use a lot of heirloom tomatoes that I get from select farmers. I've now, over the past few years, started my own tomato garden, so I'm actually growing a lot of my own heirloom tomatoes that I use in the dinner. The dinner, it's a multi-course dinner and multiple choices for appetizers, soup, entree, and dessert. And there is at least one variety of heirloom tomato in every single dish.
When we talk about heirloom tomatoes, what does that mean, Tag?
It's a breed of tomato that the seed has been, you know, cultivated and preserved from, you know, for a long time.
So yeah, for decades and decades.
It's just a seed that's been preserved and saved and reproduced and, you know, not genetically modified in any way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just a pure tomato variety.
And the taste, is it different?
Sometimes it's going to taste better than most garden tomatoes, but with all the varieties, yes, there are some.
There are different tastes.
There are different, you know, different internal structures. There's different, you know, the way the seeds are arranged inside, the way the flesh is inside, water contents, acidity. You know, there's lots of different variables in all these different tomatoes, which I have to consider when I determine what the purpose of that tomato is going to be in the dinner and which course it goes into.
When is your tomato festival?
We are planning September 13th.
All right, so it's coming up.
Yeah, so it'll be a Wednesday evening, and if we sell out, which we may do it two nights, so we may do it the night prior as well. So,
That's right on the heels of Restaurant Week.
I always do it after Restaurant Week, and then I have to wait one more week until after Labor Day. So it generally is around the second week. So,
got it.
Yeah, this will be 16th annual tomato dinner, and it should be quite a meal.
And any idea what's on the menu for Restaurant Week?
Restaurant Week, we have a lot of dishes that are kind of, not a lot, but a couple dishes that are staples. One dish in particular is a shrimp and sausage spatzel. Mm-hmm. That I do every year for Restaurant Week. Tomatoes, garden fresh tomatoes come into play. I dice up a bunch of garden fresh tomatoes, onions, and I smoke them.
Really?
Yeah. Olive oil, some seasoning on there, some basil, oregano, and they are smoked for a couple hours, and then I blend all that up, and I make a smoked tomato base that goes into a cream sauce.
Oh,
and then sautéed shrimp, garlic, zucchini. More little cherry tomatoes are tossed in the dish, and then the smoked tomato cream and the spatzel and Graziano's Italian sausage.
Gotta go Graziano, right?
Yeah, and then we just top that with Parmesan and basil, and it's just a delicious dish. One new dish that I'm really excited about this year is some friends of ours own a local spice company called Mo Rub.
And they're selling
universal seasoning, Mo Rub, and I came up with a dish called Mojito Steak Tips.
Oh.
So they are mojito flavored steak tips served on a skewer, topped with a mojito sauce, and seasoned with the Mo Rub, served with an arugula and watermelon and jicama salad, and some spiced potatoes.
Count me in, man. That sounds really good. Those folks over at Mo Rub are exciting people. Good folks, too.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they are. All right. We've been talking about our restaurant of the week, Le Jardin. And, of course, we will have links on the radio blog. If you missed any or all of this, you can find this conversation, of course, on our podcast. All you have to do is search for Insight on Business, the News Hour. Our thanks to the Iowa Restaurant Association for setting all of this up. They've become a new partner, so to speak, with the Business News Hour, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
One more point I want to make before we go is I want to encourage everyone to get out for Restaurant Week. There's a lot of great restaurants in this town that are participating.
How many do you know?
I don't know exactly. You can go to their website. All the restaurants are listed on there. A lot of them are already starting to put their menus up
Nice.
So you can kind of see what their menu is for Restaurant Week. Most places also have their regular menu as well.
And we will link to that as well.
That would be great. But one thing that I would encourage you to do is a lot of people are making reservations these days by Open Table, which is a mobile app. For smaller places like us, that app is going to get kind of overwhelmed, and we can only take so many reservations. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage people to pick up your cell phone
and call
and use it as it's intended to be used, as a cell phone. Call Les Jardins and make a reservation. We'll be there to help you out with reservations for Restaurant Week, and hope to see a lot of folks in there
soon.
Good
stuff. Ted Grand George, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Les Jardins in Beaverdale, of course. And again, we'll have links to all of this up on our radio blog. Thanks so much for doing this, man.
Yeah, you betcha.
Good stuff.
Great
always
to be here.
Great to see you. Good, 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 good. Yum. The Mo Rub stuff. We got to go. We got to go. It just sounds delicious. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on this Friday of the work week. You know, we're going to close out what happens on Wall Street, find out how the stocks did. And it was an exciting week for many of us who have anything in the stock market, as the Dow tipped over 22,000 earlier in the week. Wow, what a time. All those details coming up next here on the Business News Hour.